All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going deep on one of the sneakiest jungle tools, the ride. Not a ride that's on the grid and kind of loud. I mean a ride that feels like it's being played by a real human, in the pocket of your break, with that slightly rushed, slightly swung energy, and then we're going to print it through a tapish grit chain so it sits like those classic 90s rides. Warm, crunchy, alive. No hiss soup, no brittle fizz. By the end, you'll have a ride groove bus workflow where you can warp for feel, lock it to the brakes shuffle, resample it like hardware, and then arrange it like a DJ tool that lifts sections instead of tiring the listener out. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll sit at 170. Build a basic context first. Kick and snare or a sliced break on a drum rock, and some kind of sub or reese, even if it's just a placeholder. You need the track to push back while you dial the ride. Otherwise, you'll make a ride that sounds great solo and ROM in the tune. Now make three audio tracks. One called Ride Source. One called Ride Print. And optionally, group your drums into a drum bus so you can reference the whole groove. Next, pick ride material that warps well. You've got three good lanes. A real ride loop, like jazz or funk. One or two bars. A clean 909 or 707 style ride pattern if you want that old school machine vibe. Or my personal favorite for authenticity, break ride spill. If there's other kit in the loop, that's fine. In jungle, that spill is often the sauce. We'll filter it later. Drop the audio onto ride source and open the clip view. Turn warp on. Now here's the mindset shift. We're not warping to make it match the BPM. We're warping for groove. Think of it more like phase alignment with the pocket of your break. Start with warp mode. For most rides where you want that tick and definition, choose beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Put the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. If beats mode makes it choppy because the ride is washy and continuous, try complex pro for smoother tone. Or try tones, which can be surprisingly good on metallic sustain. Here's the rule. Beats is for tick and definition. Complex pro is for wash and glue. And you're going to print later anyway. So don't get stuck trying to make the first pass perfect forever. Now the advanced part, warp markers. If you warp every hit, you'll kill the drummer feel and you'll get those weird metallic chirps. So instead, do structured looseness. Make sure the clip start is exactly on the bar. Then only place warp markers on the bar downbeats, like 1.1.1 and 2.1.1 if it's a two-bar loop, and maybe one or two anchor hits that are clearly late or early. That's it. Let the rest float. And here's a key coaching note. Don't trust transient detection on metallic loops. Ableton can grab the wash instead of the stick tick. If the waveform is hard to read, do a temporary trick. Use the clip's built-in EQ or even an auto filter temporarily to low-pass it so the ticks stand out visually while you place markers. Once your anchors are right, remove the filter. You were just using it like a magnifying glass. Now play it with your drums. Don't look at the grid too much. Listen for where it disagrees with the snare backbeats and where it disagrees with the ghost note shuffle. Use two reference points, the snare transient and the ghost note cluster leading into 2 and 4. Loop one bar, a slash B two versions in your head, one where the ride feels aligned to the snare crack and one where it kind of nods with the ghosts. In old jungle, that second one often wins even if it looks wrong. Do micro nudges. Push a couple hits a few milliseconds early to add urgency. Pull a couple slightly late for swagger. Start with plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. Rarely go beyond 20 unless you're doing something intentionally weird. Okay, now we're going to make it sit in an authentic break groove using Groove Pool, because this is where things stop sounding like a ride pasted on top. Grab a breakbeat clip you like. Amen, think, whatever fits the tune. Right-click it and choose Extract Groove. Go to your groove pool and apply that groove to the ride clip. Set timing somewhere like 60 to 90%. For a classic sweet spot, try about 70 or 75. Set random around 5 to 15%, and a really common magic spot is about 10. If it's an audio clip, velocity doesn't matter much unless you slice to MIDI, so keep that light. And don't commit unless you're sure. Keeping it uncommitted means you can keep tweaking the groove intensity as your mix evolves, which is exactly what you want in an advanced workflow. Now, before we do any tape grit, we do something boring but crucial. Make the ride mix ready so saturation doesn't turn it into fizzy punishment. On ride source, put an EQ 8 first. High pass around 200 to 400 HZ. If there's kick and snare bleed in the loop, go steeper and don't be sentimental about it. Then find harshness. A lot of ride stab somewhere between about 3.5 and 6K. Use a narrow cut if it's poking your ear. If you need air, do a gentle shelf at 10 to 12k, like 1 or 2 dB, and only if the track actually needs it. Then add drum bus. Yeah, even on a ride. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Transient negative 5 to negative 15 to round the edge a little. Boom off. You're not giving a cymbal a subwoofer. Optional. An auto filter low pass around 12 to 16k with a tiny bit of resonance if you want the top to feel smoked. This is one of those period correct moves. It reduces the modern sparkly sheen. Now we build the tape style print chain. The concept is classic. Pre-emphasis, saturation, compression, de-emphasis. Push the part you want the saturator to bite, saturate and glue. Then tame what you hyped so you don't end up with permanent brightness. So, first, pre-emphasis EQ. Add an EQ8 and do a gentle bell boost somewhere between 2 and 5k, 2 to 5 dB. Q around 0.7 to 1.2. This is you telling the chain. Grab the stick tick. Then saturation. Add saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive anywhere from 3 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. And to the mature thing, adjust output so you're roughly unity gain. If you're just making it louder, you're not evaluating the tone, you're getting tricked. If you want nastier jungle edge, add pedal after saturator. Use overdrive mode. Drive 5 to 15%. Tone around 30 to 50 so it doesn't become fizzy. Then glue. Add glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Release on auto. Attack at 3 ms if you want it to grab and round, or 10 ms if you want to keep a bit more transient. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. Subtle. Then de-emphasis EQ. Another EQ8. Reverse that earlier push. Dip 2 to 4 dB in the same 2 to 5k zone. If the top is spitty, add a gentle shelf down 1 to 3 dB around 10 to 12k. This is how you get warmth and hair without turning the ride into a white noise generator. Now we resample. This is where it becomes real, because once you print it, you stop endlessly tweaking devices and you start treating it like a piece of audio, like an old sampler workflow. That's jungle mentality. Method A, the clean controllable way. On ride print, set audio from to ride source and pick post effects so you're printing the process chain. Arm ride print, record enable and record 8 to 16 bars. Give yourself options. And here's a huge pro note. Print quieter than you think. Aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS. If you print super hot and then distort, that high frequency distortion goes brittle fast. Tape-ish behavior in the box is way easier when you keep headroom. After you print, you can disable the devices on ride source to save CPU and avoid accidentally double processing. Now ride print is your main ride. Method B, quick dirty. Set ride print to resampling input. Solo the ride and record the pass. You can even print a little of the break bus with it for cohesive grit, but be careful. Don't bake in too much kick and snare, or you'll lose control later. Now, secret sauce. Post-print warping and micro-edits. Your printed ride is a new sample. Treat it that way. Warp the ride print clip again. After saturation, Complex Pro can be really nice because it smooths the tone. If you want sharper ticks, go back to Beats mode. There's no law here, just intention. Then do movement with clip envelopes. One of the most effective is a volume envelope to make space for the snare. Put tiny dips around beats 2 and 4, just 1 or 2 dB. That's often enough to make the snare feel bigger without lowering the ride in the mix overall. Another great one is filter cutoff envelope. Put an auto filter on the printed ride and automate the cutoff to open slightly into fills or toward the end of a phrase. It gives that old school lift without needing to raise volume. Also do fade-ins and fade-outs per phrase. Constant ride presence is what creates fatigue and hiss buildup. Think in phrases, not in on for the whole track. Now let's talk arrangement. Because rides are a section marker, use them like energy automation. Try a simple 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, no ride, let the break breathe. Bars 9 to 16, filtered ride, low in the mix, low pass around 10 to 12k. Bars 17 to 24, full ride, but keep that snare space with your envelope or a little ducking. Bars 25 to 32, pull it out for a bar or two, like bars 29 and 30, then bring it back with a tiny lift. The classic move is the ride arriving later than the drop, like 8 or 16 bars after, so the track progresses without you adding new drums. Now, if you want heavier sections, build a parallel crush layer. Duplicate ride print and call it ride crush. On ride crush, high pass aggressively like 500 to 800 Hz, then smash it. Saturator drive 10 to 18 dB, soft clip-on. Optionally add Redux, but be careful. A little down sample like 1.5 to 3 can add that crunchy sampler edge, and bit reduction should be tiny, like 0 to 2. Then compress it with a fast attack and medium release so it becomes dense. Blend it under the main ride, fake minus 18 to minus 10 dB below, and automate it up only in drops. That way, you get intensity when you want it, and you keep clarity everywhere else. A few common mistakes to avoid while you work: don't overwarp every hit. Don't leave too much top end after saturation, because it becomes fizz. Don't let the ride steal the snare's perceived crack. Rides mask that 200 Hz to 6K perception zone more than people think. Don't print too hot, and don't run the ride constantly for the whole track. If it never goes away, it stops feeling special. Now, some extra advanced tools you can use if you want darker, heavier vibes. One is sidechain ducking to snare only. Put a compressor on the ride, sidechain it from the snare track, and duck just 1 to 2 dB. It's subtle, but it makes the snare pop without you lowering the ride overall. Another is mid/side EQ. If the ride is piercing in the center, do your harsh cuts on the mid only, so you keep width but lose the painful center energy.